The following days were not easy for Swart. Tales enlarged by rumour had sped through the horde, telling of his encounter with the fox Balefair. The stories grew more fantastic as they passed from one to another.
I tell you, mate, Swart's terrified of old Balefair.
Who told you that?
One of the guards who was in the tent. He said that Balefair chopped Swart's belt in pieces with that battle axe of his.
So what did Six Claw do about that?
Never did a thing. Just stood there trembling. Then Balefair goes and lays Captain Aggle out with a single blow.
It must have been a good blow. That Aggle's a tough one.
Ha! None of them are as tough as the fox. Have you seen the size of him? I wouldn't like to chance me paw with that one.
Me neither. Not if he did what you said.
Well, he did it. True as I stand here. I'll wager that old Balefair will be leading this horde afore long.
Swart could hear the murmurs. He heard the stifled chuckles also, though he could never identify the culprits from out of the marching horde. Luckily, the going was easy, over copse-dotted grasslands crisscrossed by small gurgling streams. Alone in his tent at nights, the warlord noticed that his captains were hardly bothering to come in and report at the end of each day. When he slept, his dreams were visited by visions of the badger Sunflash. Each morn he would wake, and the one thing driving him on, even in his present precarious position, was to slay his enemy, the badger who had ruined his six-clawed paw. Balefair, however, was enjoying his notoriety and courting popularity with his admirers. There were a great number of horde beasts who favoured the big fox. Some were only too glad to serve him food, erect a tent for his use, and obey his whims. The horde captains were plainly frightened of him, and Balefair took every opportunity to belittle them by making side swipes at their authority. His prowess with the battle axe was becoming something of a legend around the campfires. Often he would chop an officer's spear handle in two pieces and pretend it was an accident.
Oops! Oh, sorry about that, laddie. He must have stepped in my way just as I was practising. Still, nae harm done, eh?
Some days he would deliberately hold about half of the horde back by taking a rest in mid-march. He would sit at the edge of a stream, bathing his paws and calling out so that Swart could hear every word clearly.
Oh, ye march on with your badger chasing. We'll catch ye up by nightfall, maybe.
Grim-faced and silent, the warlord marched onward, afraid to challenge Balefair's easygoing insolence in case he lost to the fox, yet knowing that while the challenge remained unanswered, he was losing the respect of both horde and captains. It was a dilemma he would have to face sooner or later.